KJAN Sports.
And at 7:20, it is time for a check of sports. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the boys' state basketball tournament wrapped up yesterday in Des Moines with the Class 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A state championships, along with some third-place games. The Class 1A state championship went to Grandview Christian as they defeated Alburnett 43-24. The 2A state championship was awarded to North Lynn Troy Mills with a 60-41 win over Boyden Hall. 3A went to Oskaloosa as they beat Norwalk 48-44, and the 4A state championship went to Cedar Falls with their 44-41 victory over Dubuque Senior. Now the 3A third place was won by Winterset with a 67-49 win over Clear Lake, and the third place in Class 4A went to Waukee as they beat North Scott Eldridge 66-57. In college basketball, Megan Gustafson scored 30 points and grabbed 17 rebounds Friday to help the number 10 Iowa Hawkeye women pull away for a 70-61 victory late over Indiana in the Big Ten tournament quarterfinals. The Hawkeyes at 24-6, the Big Ten regular season runners-up, have won 9 of their last 10 games and will make their first semifinal appearance since 2014 later this evening. 10th-seeded Indiana was led by Allie Patberg with 25 points. Grace Berger added 13 points off the bench for last year's WNIT champions. The 6'3" Gustafson was simply too much for the smaller Hoosiers. She produced the highest point total in the tournament's first 9 games by going 11 of 19 from the field and matched the 5th highest single-game rebounding total in tourney history. Gustafson also contributed 4 steals and 4 blocks. The Hawkeyes stayed in control most of the game but struggled to put away the scrappy Hoosiers until the closing minutes. It was not a good look for a team that was trying to make a case to move up at least one seed in the line, but they still have a chance to improve their standings as they pursue their first Big 12 tournament crown since 2011. In that game last night, Gustafson drew 9 fouls. Mackenzie Meyer scored all 12 of her points on threes. Hannah Stewart finished with 9 points and 13 rebounds. The Hawkeyes were 7 of 16 on threes and 11 of 13 from the free throw line. They'll take on third seed Rutgers tonight beginning at 6:30, and you can hear that game beginning at 6:15 on KJAN. Tramell Murphy had a season-high 26 points as the Drake Bulldogs got past Illinois State 78-62 in the quarterfinals of the Missouri Valley Conference tourney on Friday night. Anthony Murphy had 16 points and 10 rebounds for Drake, who are 28-4-8 on the season. Noah Thomas added 13 points. Liam Robbins had 3 blocks for the hosts. Illinois State put up 17 points in the first half, which was a season low for the team. Phil Fain had 18 points for the Redbirds. Malik Yarbrough added 11 points and 7 rebounds. Wyatt Lohaus had 21 points as the Northern Iowa Panthers narrowly beat Southern Illinois 61-58 in the Mo Valley Conference tourney quarterfinals last night. Southern Illinois coach Barry Hinson announced that he would be stepping down after the loss. Hinson coached the Salukis since the 2012-2013 season and spent 9 years at Missouri State before that. He never made an NCAA tournament appearance in his 17 years as a Division I coach. Hinson and the chancellor agreed last March that he would step down if the Salukis didn't make the NIT or NCAA tourney this year. Trey Burhau had 11 points for the Panthers. Luke McDonald added 7 rebounds. Kevion Pippen had 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 blocks for the Salukis. And Armin Fletcher added 14 points and 6 rebounds. A spot in the MVC championship game is up for grabs as Northern Iowa and Drake are set to face off this evening in St. Louis. The teams split the regular season series at 1 game apiece. The teams met last on February 9th when Northern Iowa made only 4 foul shots on 6 attempts while the Bulldogs hit 17 of 18 and route to a 6-point victory. Tip-off at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis is just after 5 o'clock this evening. Officials at the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund say they're once again proud to bring Sean O'Brien back to Atlantic to put on a baseball pitching clinic for area 4th through 7th graders. The clinics will be held each Sunday, March 3rd through the April 7th, and the Atlantic Trojan baseball coaching staff will also help working with these kids to have an interest in pitching. Baseball was Trevor Frederickson's favorite sport, so they say they love to help kids enjoy the sport. Fund spokesperson and Trevor's mom, Melanie Petty, says everything we're able to do for the community is because of people supporting us at our annual golf tournament. The 11th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament will be held at the Nishna Hills Golf Club in Atlantic on August 11th. That's a Saturday. If you're not a golfer, there is a silent auction held all day in the clubhouse so you can come out and see all the items up for bid. And the monies raised are given back to things that Trevor had an interest in. Melanie says they're blessed to have had such wonderful support since Trev passed away, and we look forward to doing more amazing things this coming year in his memory. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund, by the way, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. That's a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.